Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
The Ad Council.
All right, let's get inside the numbers just a little bit. Shelter Insurance bringing this segment to you for auto, home, and life. We're your shield for your shelter. I meant to bring this up when we were talking about Daquan Wright. In less than two seasons, he's already bumping up some of the all-time tight end lists. Touchdowns with six. He needs one to tie Larry Grantham for sixth place. 57 through 59 is when he played. Receiving yards, he's at 673, which is ninth. Butch Vesey is next from 71 to 73 when he had 728. He has 39 receptions. A really good one named Doug Ziegler had 48, which is next up on the list there.
Yeah, and most veteran Ole Miss fans will associate Larry Grantham with playing linebacker like he did for those New York Jet teams with Joe Namath in Super Bowl III, but here is a two-way player never coming off the field.
Right.
Was a great college tight end when there wasn't a lot of college tight ends being utilized back then. And then he, you know, just played on one side of the ball for Weeb Eubank and the Jets at linebacker, number 60 on those great Jet teams.
All right, so I'm going to go over some of my numbers, and then I'll, like normal, ask you guys. In passing offense, almost sixth in the country now, 322.6 yards per game. And that just goes into show. I think over our last three games that we have done our player spotlight, it's been Daquan Wright, it's been Deuce Alexander, and it's been, I think, Harrison Wallace. And so there's a reason, you know, we're throwing it for 322.6. It's a pretty good dude's catching it.
And I think that reason is because we can really run the ball with Kawan Lacy and Trinidad Chambliss and others running it. The better you run it, the better those numbers will fall out. I'm frankly shocked there's five better.
Alabama, Tennessee, USC, Baylor, and Texas Tech.
That's unbelievable. I don't know. Just watching this Ole Miss team and what Trinidad's been able to do. And all these wide receivers, we just talked about Daquan Wright, too. That's amazing that there are five people out of Ole Miss here.
You covered and worked the NBA forever. When I compared Trinidad with Coach Kiffin after the LSU game to one of those really sound veteran NBA point guards, that's not too far off, is it?
Not at all, because you can tell he has played football. He knows football, right? Doesn't matter what level he had played it leading into coming here. He can see it. He sees the field, which was a worry, right? And this is a 5'5 and a half with, well, these shoes may be a little taller radio guy today. And the concern was, can a 5'10 quarterback see and do those things? Trinidad can see the field. He can do those things.
Well, they can when you can move like he can move. But I think people were reluctant and kind of worried about it. But he's been able to do it. And this is the baseball term. He knows how to play.
That's right. He just knows how to play the game. 22nd in the country in passing efficiency is Trinidad Chambliss. 164.63 is his number when you look at 65 completions and 101 tries. Rushing offense, Brett brought it up. We talked about the passing offense being number six. They're number 25 in running the football, too, at 208, which obviously means you're one of the best overall offensively. Conversely, Washington State's 131 out of 136 running the football at just 78.2 yards a game.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you've got to be able to run the football.
Yeah. And when you can work on that clock late in the game. Last year, for as good as that team was, there were times that we couldn't, you know, get that one more third down made and chew another. You know, because every time you make a first down, you know that 40-second clock, it's rolling, or they're going to have to spend timeouts. And last year, we just couldn't really salt it away.
And it's like you knew what the last number of mine was. Third down conversions, 18th in the country, 52.3%. They've converted 34 out of 65.
Yeah, I love going to those national numbers and seeing just really who's doing it better and kind of why. And we'll move up in all those numbers. One of the reasons we're down this week is we didn't play last week, and a lot of teams did.
All right, Jake, what's your number you're going to give to us today?
You know, I kind of feel the heat because the last two of these, I think I've been right. Arkansas, I projected.
You've been right?
It was going to be a high-scoring game, and then I predicted the Caden Lee breakout game against LSU.
Yeah, I'm sure feeling
the pressure. But I'm going to go Santarin Perkins finally gets his first sack today. So look out for number four on defense today for Ole Miss. There's my number.
And that would move him into, I think, eighth place all time with 15.
He doesn't have a sack yet this year.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Lots of pressure's been in the backfield. No sacks.
Jake, that's really good because how great was he visiting with David on Rep Talk Thursday night?
A ton of fun.
And the breakout for him, you look at our linebackers and what Daugherty and what Perkins and several others are doing. We're going to be able to get to the quarterback eventually.
I believe so, and I believe so today. What do you have numbers-wise? What do you want?
My number six is for Trinidad Chambliss and how he has led this team and leading this team when called on. You know, a lot of people didn't know who it was. I love it, Coach Kiffin, having to explain. He's not from Trinidad. but tell that to all the flags that we have
right.
And the support for him. But Austin Simmons, before this year's over, we're gonna need productivity from him.
Don't you know that the company that makes flags is wondering why so many from the country of Trinidad are now being shipped to Mississippi?
Where's the uptick here?
What is up with that?
There's got to be the algorithm guy that's reading that going, you know.
This does not compute, right? This doesn't compute. A couple of Washington State things, and then Dan, be ready. We're coming to you. 16,578. That's how many miles Washington State will travel for its six road games.
That's rough.
No thanks.
75 new players on this roster for Washington State. 46 made their debut in game one. Now, they're 3-2 on the season. They've beaten Idaho, San Diego State, losing to a North Texas team that I got a chance to watch last night, Washington, who I got a chance to watch last night, and then coming off of a win over Colorado State. Dan, 3 days ago, put the old tweet out. About the hottie dog tracker, so I guess your number's 2,856.
Sounds about right.
So we've been, this is something silly at the back end of this, just kind of keeping up with how many hot dogs that the students have eaten so far during home football games. Apparently they added corn dogs into the mix 2 weeks ago. 2,856 through that game, which gives us the grand total of 8,698.
I hope they're hungry today.
Let's get over 10,000.
Let's go.
Right? Let's get over 10,000.
Need a big performance with two back-to-back away games coming up as well. So got whatever it is after today, it's staying for a couple weeks.
So bring that appetite. It's going to be lunchtime. It'll be lunchtime. Go get you a couple.
The whole game long, it'll be lunchtime.
Let's go get you some. That's Inside the Numbers, and we thank you for having a little patience with us throughout it. Next, we'll get a little more serious. David Kellum, Harry Harrison are going to join us with the head coach Lane Kiffin on the other side. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Hey, Rebel fans. For more than 50 years, Mississippi Asthma and Allergies board-certified team of allergists has treated patients by identifying triggers and creating personalized treatment plans. Now, with 8 convenient locations across Mississippi, including Oxford, we're right next door when you need us. Treating infants to adults and Ole Miss students. Find our clinic nearest you at MSAAC.com. Mississippi Asthma and Allergy, helping Mississippi live life to the fullest and allergy-free.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check if they're going for it on fourth down before going to the concession stand.
Yeah, give me 3 hot dogs, 2 jumbo.
Hot dog, baby! What?
Hey, buddy, you want cheese with those?
Yeah, checking first is smart.
No.
So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Rogers Dav Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dav's fleet. Call the Rogers Dav's Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdavs.com. Rogers Dav Chevrolet. Find new roads.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
And the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Our exclusive pregame interview with Rebels head coach Lane Kiffin is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar.
And we are back at Vaught Hemingway Stadium. Homecoming 2025, Ole Miss taking on Washington State for the first time ever. We've got head coach Lane Kiffin. And of course, he has not. This is your, I guess your third time against Washington State, but a program that has had a lot of success through the years.
Yeah, they have. I didn't even think about that. We'd never played them here before. Yeah, they have. I think they had, I want to say they had something like four top 10 finishes since 2002. They've had great history of quarterbacks and coaches, and their quarterback's playing well now. So those first couple games, don't look at those mattering because they're playing a lot better here the last couple weeks.
Beautiful day. You couldn't ask for a prettier day. Hopefully our fans will show up in big numbers and get after this bunch.
Yeah, they need to get off their couches or breakfast, whatever they're doing, because I didn't see as many of them out there during the walk. And they weren't quite as intense as last week. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that challenge didn't work.
We talked to you Thursday night on the coach's show, and we asked you, you know, basically what has been going on the last 2 weeks with the team with the open date.
I think that they did a lot of work on themselves and hopefully penalties and getting more turnovers. So, this will be a good test today. First early kick.
Well, Coach, obviously their coach brought in several transfers from South Dakota State where he started, and one of those guys that happens to be a really good DN, and Isaac Terrell, number 88. So I'm sure he stood out on film for you.
Yeah, they do a good job. They're really well coached, really sound in what they do. And like I said, they had a couple games go lopsided, their two losses. But, you know, they've been playing a lot better since.
Well, they started with Potter at quarterback, and that was in the North Texas game, and a bunch of turnovers there. And then they did cough up 59 points in that game. But they've changed quarterbacks. Not sure if the mother really thought about spelling this instead of Levi, it's Zevi Eckes. But he runs the read option very well.
Yeah, they do a good job. That North Texas game doesn't mean anything. They played three quarterbacks in that game, and it was just freak turnovers in the first half. And they'll be ready to play today, and this will be a good challenge for us.
As we look forward to the game and all, you're in great position here. I know you want the guys to keep it going. Sometimes an open date, and we talked about this Thursday night, too. You don't know if you want it or not want it, but the bottom line is it's here today. We're ready to play some football.
Yeah, it is what it is. They put the buys where they are, and so utilize them to get better. And let's play really good today and have an awesome day today.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Good luck.
Coach Lane Kiffin, the head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, as Ole Miss and Washington State, Wazoo, as they like to be called, about to get after it here at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium on this early morning start. We'll throw it back to the Grove to Gary Darby and Brett Norsworthy as they're coming up next again on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
It's 6:30 and the branch is closed.
Yep.
And you couldn't find your debit card?
Nope.
But you're going to get cash?
Yep. Cadence Bank Live Teller has extended hours, and I can get cash from my account with my driver's license.
My bank can't do that.
Nope.
With over 300 Live Teller locations with extended hours, there's opportunity here. Find a Live Teller near you at cadencebank.com/Live Teller. Equal Opportunity Lender. Member FDIC.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Well, we got it!
The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple of refined dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pork beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Today's bout around the SEC is brought to you by Regions. Order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at Regions.com/GoRebels. Inside the Learfield Network Studios, here's Dan Courts.
Ole Miss looking to keep the train rolling as they come off a bye week. Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the network studios. Your fourth-ranked Ole Miss Rebels get ready to meet the Washington State Cougars. We'll take a look at around the SEC. No scores going on yet. SEC still presented, though, by Regions Bank. At 11 a.m. in Como, 14th-ranked Missouri takes on 8th-ranked Alabama. Crimson Tide have won the last six meetings between the two in all five since Mizzou joined the SEC. At 2:30 at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, the latest chapter of the Red River rivalry takes place as 6th-ranked Oklahoma meets Texas. Oklahoma head coach Brent Venables talked about Texas quarterback Arch Manning.
Again, what you saw even on tape at Ohio State, where he got him within a score, having a chance to go win there. Same thing last week. Tremendous arm talent, great athlete, really has a strong pocket presence when he does scramble, can run through a lot of trash. He's got great speed and quickness as well. Real weapon as a dual threat guy.
Texas has won two of the last three meetings in the series. At 3:15 in Knoxville, 12th-ranked Tennessee clashes with Arkansas. Razorbacks have won the last four meetings and five of the last six. Tennessee's last win in the series came in 2010 in Knoxville. At 6 p.m., 5th-ranked Texas A&M welcomes Florida to College Station. Texas A&M head coach Mike Elko talking about the red zone being key for success.
Our ability to run the ball, I think, helps, you know, it makes it easier. Our ability then to create some separation in the one-on-one matchups that you get because you can run the ball. And then I just think, again, you emphasize things and you get some and you don't get some, but we do put such a tremendous emphasis in it. The premium of those plays, you know, we throw the touchdown to KC on a 3rd and goal. Difference between that touchdown and a 14-3 lead and that becoming a field goal drive and a 10-3 lead is so enormous in terms of how the game plays out. And so it's been good to us so far this year.
A&M won the meeting between the two last season. Gators won the last meeting in College Station back in 2022. On the Plains at 6:30, the Deep South's oldest rivalry takes place as 10th-ranked Georgia meets Auburn. Georgia has won the last eight meetings, Auburn's last win in November of 2017. And finally at 6:45, South Carolina heads to Baton Rouge to meet 11th-ranked LSU. Bayou Bengals have won the last eight meetings, South Carolina's last win over LSU in 1994. One final from the top 25 last night saw 24th-ranked South Florida go on the road and defeat North Texas 63-36. That is your look at the SEC presented by Regions. Put an extra hottie toddy in your wallet with the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card. Order at Regions.com/GoRebels. Ole Miss gets ready to meet Washington State. I'll bring in Gary, Brett, and Jake in the Grove. A lot of buys in the conference, but also a
The play.
It has.
It has. Also, I mean, we talked about Alabama may have a second loss here on October 11th. I don't know if Auburn can get it done, but I mean, Georgia's 4-1, and they could have their second loss. But it's a big one for. for the guys of Auburn, too, for what they needed.
Auburn's just got to get something consistently going on offense, particularly on third down. Coach Freeze just hadn't been able to figure that out with Jackson Arnold. I think he's better at quarterback than he's been, but still having trouble getting anything going offensively.
And they will be able to be home in time to watch some of those in South Carolina and LSU wrapping it up. One of the things that I'd like to mention before we take the break, there's a pretty good number of Washington State fans that are here. And see, there's several. And what I love.
Glad to have you.
And we got Duck fans. We got Oregon fans here supporting.
There's one in every
Washington
crowd,
State,
right?
Right?
Yeah. Should
be in Eugene right now. Game day's there. What are you doing in Oxford?
It just shows the landmark that Oxford is
Bucket
for college
list.
Football.
It is.
Welcome. And we hope you have a good time until about 11:47. And then we'll treat you nicely after the game,
yeah,
too. But for a while,
we'll try.
For a while, it's going to be game on here in just a few. Game on next. We go to the stadium. We'll bring back Voice of the Rebels, David Kellum and Harry Harrison from Vaught Hemingway. It's next as you listen to Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Hey Rebels fans, welcome to Duke's Mayo Country, where our bold mayo has been winning over fans since 1917. Where everyone's welcome, whether you're tailgating or watching from home, so cheer on the red and navy as loud as you want. Because as a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, we'll be cheering along with all the Rebels fans in Duke's Country. Find Duke's Mayo at a store near you or visit dukescountry.com to learn more.
Vaught Hemingway Stadium, home of the Rebels, where over 64,000 voices rise to a crescendo, helping turn big plays into Mississippi mayhem. Ford trucks have an iconic tradition too, like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 48 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 to 2024 total sales.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olsham gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today. Or call us at 877-465-7426.
Family-owned and operated, the Payne Companies of Hattiesburg is a management company developing and investing in a wide variety of businesses like home health, hospice and private duty companies, senior living communities, real estate, pharmacies, and hotels and resorts. The Payne Companies is also known for its philanthropic efforts, raising money and supporting a wide variety of community initiatives. To find out how the Payne Companies can serve you or your organization, visit our website at payneco.com or call 601-582-6031.
And the Ad Council.
Guarantee Bank pregame show where we allow the people that really have knowledge to talk at this point in time about it. Let's go to the stadium and bring in David Kellum, Harry Harrison. Oh, knowledgeable ones, how are you this morning?
Oh, listen.
What's up,
Jim? Give me a break. With Northworthy over there, you ain't got no knowledge? I mean, come on. Give me a break. No,
we get more on that playing field, though.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous. Not a cloud in the sky. We've been on the field. It's a little warm on the field. Got a little hot down there, but I think it's going to be a gorgeous day for football. And you're just excited to be back. You know, the open date, Lane's been kind of back and forth on being good or being bad. You know, they said it is what it is. That's his mentality about an open date. But I think from a fan standpoint, for us, it's just good to be back and watch the Rebels play again.
I think no doubt. Harry, you've had a little extra time for that smile on your face. Are you ready to get back and get us into some football action against Washington State?
Well, I am, Gary. Obviously, that LSU game has not left my memory bank yet, but we got to get back and get going again. You know, some things that we got to clean up. That LSU game, 14 penalties, 109 yards, two turnovers, and then you still won. You just can't continue to go through these conference games or any game and give that kind of a yardage away.
fortunately, we were able to finish a lot of those drives because we had a good day. I think we only missed two or three third down conversions in that contest, but you can't continue to do that. So I look for us to clean that up. Also, I think tempo today is going to be huge, guys. Early in the year, they played out at North Texas, and North Texas tempo, which doesn't compare to ours, just completely ate them up. So we'll see. You know, if you look at their roster and our roster, ours looks better. I would take it every day, but that's why you play these football games. You don't play them on paper. You play them down in between the stripes.
And Harry, every week is a new test, if for no other reason, inside that locker room, inside those meeting rooms, when the linebackers get with the linebackers and the offensive line get in the offensive line room, you watch that film and it's the truth being told. It's right there in front of you.
That's right. That's right. They call it Truthful Mondays, you know, 'cause you go back out there and try to correct what you did wrong on Saturday. But, yes, a lot of film. You know, this time of year you play five games almost into the middle of the season, and I don't care what position you're playing. You're a little bit banged up. I mean, everybody's a little sore. I know Xavier Harris was a little sore last week, had a little shoulder, and got dinged up in the LSU game. So all those guys have had, even though they practice hard, I was out there Tuesday, Wednesday of last week and then back this week, and they hadn't slacked up. This coaching staff has got them dialed in, and that's important because you don't want to come out here today and halfway do this thing and have to play hard into the fourth quarter. You'd like to sock this thing away and see a whole bunch of people get to play.
Now, we'll hear Harry's diagnosis a little bit later, but I would like to see running game be big today.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Kewan Lacy currently is third in missed tackles force, according to the PFF stats, and he's had 33 missed tackles. He's had a fantastic year. He's been fun to watch. He's really helped us in that room, obviously. So I'd love to see Lacy have a big day. You know, maybe I talked to Alyssa Lang a moment ago. She had a really good meeting with Pete Golding this week. She'll use this on a broadcast. I'm stealing it right now, so we're going to trump her. But, you know, we don't have the sacks, Harry, that we had a year ago. We were so dynamic in the front. But two things that are going on, I think, and one of those in visiting with her was the fact that teams are aware of that. They're getting rid of the ball faster because they know that we're a problem with that. Our reputation precedes us. And the second thing, as far as getting to the quarterback spot, we're actually doing that faster than we did a year ago. So we got a pile of hurries, although we don't have sacks there. So look, and then some Taryn Perkins on the show Thursday night, and I asked him about that. I said, where's your first sack? You don't have a sack yet. He said, man, they keep dropping me in coverage.
That's what,
and which has been going on. We've had a lot of eight drop in coverage. And so maybe we shouldn't be so overly concerned about that, because it seems to me like, Harry, the defensive front is really coming on.
It's really good. I talked to Randall Joyner, you know, preseason, David, and talked about, I said, tell me about these guys, meaning our defensive front, at this point. They're all very young. And that's the other thing I would throw in there. They hadn't had the snaps. It's kind of like quarterback Simmons. They have not had that many snaps at this level, and they're getting better every week. William Eccles, obviously, against LSU, had a heck of a day, had a sack in that game and several tackles for losses. Xavier Harris is really the only veteran up front. Even the transfer guys had not played a lot at the universities they came from, which have been Umana Malum and Womack. They had not got to play a lot. But, you know, Pete Golden, if you look at some of these games, Dave, we were only rushing three and dropping eight on sure passing downs. And, you know, you don't normally, three don't normally beat five. William Eccles did beat them, you know, one play in the LSU game. But, you know, he feels comfortable. We're going to get some sort of a hurry with our guys. They're very talented. These guys are getting better every game, every snap. They're improving every week. But they're still young. Sophomore William Eccles, even Terry Perkins, you know, he's dropping a lot, but he was strictly a go-get-the-football last year, you know. And so his position has changed and what they're asking him to do.
So, Harry, that's unusual, right? And
yes.
Also a luxury,
yes.
I would think.
Yes, it is a luxury. So, you know, last year, how many times did we blitz? I mean, a lot of blitzes between Poopall and Dottery last year. And then from the outside, bringing corner. We just hadn't had to do that. You know, and obviously the first few weeks we gave up a lot of rushing yards, so they've shored that up. And that'll be a key today, too. Their quarterback likes to run the read option. He's going to pull it and test. And we didn't do that very well the first half against Arkansas and Taylen Green, but I think today we've been several games beyond that. We're doing a better job. I think that'll be a big key.
We'll defense that quarterback. And if not, we'll have another defensive end in there. But, you know, we didn't talk about Cam Franklin, David. He's played a major role, strong side DN. And they actually like him as a defensive tackle. They slide him down on passing situations. So we're talking guys who didn't, you know, played some, came in heavily recruited, but have not had a lot of snaps under their belt. So they're getting better each and every week.
And, you know, Gary and Brett, Cam leads us with 11 quarterback hurries. He had four of those against LSU, so those are huge. And, you know, I talked to our sports info people about, okay, tell me about a hurry as far as, you know, is it, Brad Sheffield, is it always a hurry on a failed pass? Is that what you're doing? He said 99% of the schools is not really a definition, but 99% of the schools, if it's a quarterback hurry, it means the pass was not complete. So that means those are successful. You can hurry a quarterback to still make complete it, I guess, in your mind. But technically, they do not give them a hurry unless it is an incomplete pass.
David, I like your suggestion on maybe a little grace for this defensive front on the sacks, because that hurry stat is almost as big now as getting to the quarterback. Because by rule, they don't want the quarterback getting hit anymore. The officials, right, the rules makers, the TV execs, they want those quarterbacks because they're the stars. They're the pretty guys. They don't want them getting hit. So it's hard for everybody around the sport now to get to them and really rough up the quarterback.
Yeah, Brett, and a hurry may lead to an interception because they're having to rush as opposed to a sack just stopping the play right there. But we're not de-emphasizing sacks. I want some more.
No.
Oh, me too.
That's
the
stat we all look at for sure, is that sack stat and tackles for losses, just because our team was so good last year at doing it. But, Nussmeier the other week, he's not one of those scrambling guys, and too many times we blew him out of the pocket and he was running backwards or left or right, and nobody throws it nearly as well on the run. Maybe Archie Manning might have been the exception, but there are not many of those. But if you stand in that pocket with hands in your face, it's a hard day.
Guys, on the other side of that, the health of guys with the last name Pounds, Townsend, Sanders, Kudus, Williams, having those five offensive linemen together and healthy, I think you can see why the running game is good, why Trinidad's had time to do that, find all those receivers, keeping those dudes healthy, big thing today and every day.
If I was looking for one key on this season through five games and say what group has been the key so far for this offense, without a doubt, offensive linemen. And that really started in the second half at Kentucky when Delano Townsend came back in the lineup. And from that point on, we started gelling every week. We've got better and better. And that's what I said preseason. That offensive line is kind of like a dance team. You know, they got guys coming at them with stunts and twists and all these things. And if somebody's coming at you, that means somebody's coming where you left. So you can't leave your position. So you have to be in game situations and have to have a lot of snaps with those five guys to be able to pick that up. To extend that, our running backs have really blocked those blitzers very well. And at 205 pounds, I'm going to go a little different, David. I'm going to go back to our guy, which is Kawan. And I got confused there. But Kawan Lacy has done a super job of picking up those blitzers. I mean, he really was a key in that LSU game. And so that gives you the sixth guy to block right there. And so we've given our quarterbacks plenty of time to throw because of that.
Well, you know, Coach Garrison, the offensive line coach, told Harry before the season how excited he was about this group. And then, Gary, you make a great point. We lose Williams and Kudus, and they missed almost the entire camp. Kudus pretty much did. And so then when they do get in, you can tell their step's slow and things weren't working good. But they've hit their speed. I think you're perfect on that for sure.
All right, fellas, we'll let Kieran give us that Duke's Mayo Grove report next, but we thank you for what you provided for us here. Great information as always.
Thank you, man.
She never brings the food to the press box. What's wrong with Kieran?
I don't know. We'll try and find her and see if we can't send her that way. All right?
Yeah, tell her to get one of those little rolling carts. They're easy to find them anyway.
Oh, wow. All right. Talk to you guys in a few.
Thank you.
That's David Kellum, Harry Harrison from the stadium. Kieran is next. The Duke's Mayo Grove Report comes up as you listen to Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
At Kroger, you never compromise. You get high quality and low prices. Like you never compromise your meal with our spring salad mix, guaranteed fresh. And you never compromise your budget with low prices in every aisle.
And you'd never compromise your appetite with our golden brown bread that's baked fresh in store. And you never compromise your wallet with our low prices. Kroger shoppers never compromise. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Farming is probably the most natural thing for a person to do. It taught me how to take pride in my work, how to put something ahead of myself. Whether it was getting up early to feed the livestock or working late to bring in the harvest, farming taught me to give it my best, no matter the job. My name is Tanner. I'm a farmer. I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
At Methodist Rehabilitation Center, our method is compassion.
I felt supported through my entire physical recovery.
Our method is determination.
After my stroke, they were with me through every step.
Our method is expertise.
We serve patients from all 82 Mississippi counties with personalized care.
For 50 years, our method has been to celebrate every step of your physical or neurological recovery. Choose the proven method at methodistonline.org.
In life and in business, one thing is certain: change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Decided to just, you know, become full-time Mississippi residents from Houston, Texas. So we changed our driver's license and we fell in love with the SEC world. And we love Oxford and it's our primary home.
I mean, how can you not fall in love with the SEC, specifically Oxford? It just means more. So you live in Mississippi full-time now?
Yes, we do. We will not leave.
And you will not leave. I know. I graduate here soon and you're going to have to pull me out of here. I love it so much. So tell me a little bit about what your tent offers, food, drink-wise, what do we have going on?
So every game, it depends upon the hour. Like this morning, it's an early game, so we have breakfast set up, it's miscellaneous. Usually in the afternoon and the evening, I create a feed. So I'll have like Mexican, I'll do a taco bar. Or another time, I'll do brisket and baked potato. Or I'll do other type of entrees. But I make sure all my people, before they go to the game, have a heavy, heavy meal. And it's always hot. And we do have a full-time bartender that offers many selections. And we obviously have a TV and chairs for everybody to enjoy, but we're very, very friendly.
So what is today's spread on this 11:45 a.m. kick? It's breakfast. What do we have?
So it's a little of everything, like egg salad, chicken salad, you know, bagels and salmon. Obviously, all the delis, you know, cinnamon rolls. And I am well known for my queso because no matter what the theme is, I always make my Texas queso, and everybody loves it. And I also have another theme of Mexican food because we love to cook.
What is in your Texas queso?
So it's a little, it's yellow, it's Velveeta, it's a lot of seasoning, and then charros, I'll put some sausage in it. But I know how to make it right because the color is yellow, not white.
Well, I will have to try this Texas queso. It sounds delicious. I love to always ask this on homecoming games. Is the one thing that makes Oxford special is how many amazing things it has to offer. It's homecoming, all the alum are back in town. What is one of your favorite things about Oxford?
I am constantly meeting new people. We are. I'm a paparazzi mama, so I'm taking many photos. I've taken years of photos of just kids off their phone, and they come back and show me, this is what I looked like 3 years ago, and now I'm a senior, and look at how much I've matured. We build relationships with the kids because that's why we have the tent. It's for the kids so they can meet each other, and they feel like this is their home away from home. We become extended parents. I have so many kids that come to our house for a holiday. And this tent is the first place that we meet everybody.
That is so special to have a home away from home for so many people out of state. Like you said, your name, it is absolutely the symbol of the Grove and Oxford and Ole Miss, friends by state, because you just meet so many people, and that's what makes Oxford, quite frankly, Oxford. So my last question that I ask each week is, what is your one go-to piece of decor, food, drink that you have to have every single week?
Well, I just think food is just a sign of fellowship, and it fills people. We come today, even though we don't have a table, we're all standing around meeting each other, and we're in a close area, so I love the interaction and the new friends that you make. I think food is just a fellowship. It's a love language.
Is there a specific dish or just food?
Oh, no. Hey, I'm from Texas. It's always Mexican. Always Mexican. I'll do a full spread of tacos and fajitas.
That sounds delicious. Tacos and fajitas in the Grove. What better can you get? Thank you so much, Colette, for your time. It was a pleasure meeting you. Have a great day. And hottie toddy.
Hottie toddy. I love you.
The gentlemen will be talking more football after the break.
There's team pride, and then there's extra Ole Miss pride. When I'm carrying the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card, that's exactly what I get. Whether I'm grabbing some extra Ole Miss gear or picking up an extra dozen wings for the game, this card always brings it. Sometimes I get an extra hottie toddy from the cashier, too. Visit Regions.com/GoRebels to get yours.
Extra changes everything. And at Regions, extra is our ordinary. Official bank of the SEC, member FDIC.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk, making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off, always go for Dose with Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
And it's flu season again. Let TrustCare's Care Crew help you beat the flu. Our friendly experts are here to help you and your kids treat your sneezes, stuffiness, and sore throats all flu season long. Available for your convenience early mornings, late evenings, and weekends. That's care anytime you need us. Walk in or visit TrustCareHealth.com to book your appointment and stay flu-free with the support of your care crew. TrustCare. Feel better faster.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
And the Ad Council.
All right. First of all, Gentile Apparel is our provider for the Ole Miss Network. You can check out a new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at GentileApparel.com or at Landry's on the square next time you're at Oxford. Gentile Apparel, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. I'm sporting the white shirt, little blue helmets on it. Got the Gentile rolling
looking
today.
Good.
Yeah, we got the crew going, and we appreciate them and what they do. I would assume, John Darnell, you're Gentiled on the sidelines. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm glad to be back. I missed y'all the last weekend. I didn't really know what to do. 5-0, just kind of wanted to keep playing, you know. But, yeah, I got the Gentile, sporting the Gentile today, and a beautiful day today in Vaught Hemingway.
John, is it really ever a good time for open date? I mean, a team that's hot, but after that emotion of LSU, it had been tough to run back out there last Saturday.
You're right, Brett. I mean, obviously, it probably came in a good time for the coaches to try to heal up some guys and kind of work on yourself. I think Coach Kiffin talked about that a little bit earlier in the week. But, yeah, just to kind of look at yourself and just kind of scout yourself and see what we're doing, what we need to do better, and just work on a lot of things and basically get a lot of people healthy. This is a physical league we play in, and we played that physical game against LSU. I think it was probably at a good time. For me, for the fans, you know, 5-0, keep playing, but for them, it probably came at a great time.
Yeah, I think we probably could have just all stayed in the stadium and enjoyed it for a whole week, right, and continued to
That's
do so.
Right.
Yeah. And hopefully the people will be there early and ready to go for this one. And that's the thing now, John. You got the big win. You get the week off. It's not a conference game that you're gearing up for this morning, but still, you've got to be ready. This Ole Miss team has to be ready when it kicks off at 11:47.
Yeah, for sure. The early kick with the fans and the late arrival of the fans is usually kind of a, you know, you don't really know what the crowd's going to be. But I don't think we've ever had that problem with this team and this coaching staff about getting ready to play. And I know it's a non-conference opponent, but a lot of history with that school, Washington State, and they're playing a little better. So, I mean, I think we watched them on film and probably seen that they may not look like LSU at every position, but they do have some players, and you better be ready to play.
Harry said he thought the surprise strength of the team is how the offensive line's been coming together under Coach Garrison. We know he played at Nebraska and blocked for a Heisman Trophy winner, and Eric Crouch. What's the strong suit for you, the surprise for you of this team to get to number four rank?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's kind of nice to see is I think we've gotten better every week. Regardless of who we play, we've improved every week. And, you know, just building on what we started on at the beginning of the year. And offensive line, yeah, we had some injuries there, and they're healthy and playing well. The running game has really kind of picked up. That may have a lot to do with that. You know, the defense is kind of, you know, had a lot of young guys over there that hadn't played that much, you know, and so they've got five games under their belt and trying to figure out the back end, you know, what rotations we want to use. And, you know, I think as a whole, this whole team has improved. I can't think of one position group that's not improved this year game to game. So it's really pleasing to see.
Yeah.
John, what I want to see from the Ole Miss offense is success on first down, success on second down, so that you can quickly get to the line of scrimmage and do those things. I know the game notes in there somewhere where Ole Miss is running a play every 22 seconds or something like that, because I think against a Washington State team that had to travel a long distance to get here, get them moving and get them moving fast.
Yeah, tempo has always been one of our strong things we do. And, you know, I think North Texas kind of got on them in tempo and kind of caused them some problems. So I think you will see that today. Yeah, that's a good point, Gary, about to have some success on first down and then go. And, you know, we're hard to stop when we do that.
And today, John, a good opportunity maybe late in the game to play a lot of people and see, you know, who can be counted on out of these next two tough road trips.
Absolutely. I mean, you would like to get to that point. I'm not quite there yet. In the pregame, I kind of want to get things going and take care of our business first. But, yeah, you think
that guy looked like he was in punt return.
Well, he carried the ball a few times in high school.
He did.
He knew what he was doing with it once he got there. Richard Cross, a voice that's been very familiar to you people on the Ole Miss Network for years, showed up moments ago on stage. We got to do it, right? Because he was very disappointed there was no Crump Stadium mix on October 11th.
I don't have one for this date. I'll try to do better. Come on, Ole Miss football history. Do better next week.
All right, we'll come back. Our final thoughts before this one. Next, it's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
It's 6:30 and the branch is closed.
Yep.
And you couldn't find your debit card.
Nope.
But you're going to get cash.
Yep. Cadence Bank Live Teller has extended hours, and I can get cash from my account with my driver's license.
My bank can't do that.
Nope.
With over 300 Live Teller locations with extended hours, there's opportunity here. Find a Live Teller near you at cadencebank.com/Live Teller. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, home of the Rebels, where over 64,000 voices rise to a crescendo, helping turn big plays into Mississippi mayhem. Ford trucks have an iconic tradition, too, like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 48 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 and 2024 total sales.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In life and in business, one thing is certain: change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
Final thoughts on the Guaranty Bank pregame show coming up now as Ole Miss and Washington State will kick it off in about 40 minutes from now. As we have talked this game for the last hour and a half-ish, we have talked a little bit about everything we can, but a final thought.
Gary, I think the improvement week to week, the test getting back after the open date, and having to go out and show it again to show people that you're the fourth-ranked team in the country to take care of non-conference. This will, except for Citadel, this will be the last non-conference game, you know, for a while. So take care of this Washington State team and hopefully get to play a lot of people and maybe see some players improve to where you can play them over this next two grueling back-to-back road trips.
Absolutely. Jake, final thought.
Yeah, I agree with Brett. If you can get out of this game healthy, especially the two big road trips coming up at Georgia and at Oklahoma, everybody stay healthy, please. Take care of business early, and like Brett said, maybe get some guys in there that haven't seen a ton of time. Let's see what they can do, too.
Dan, we'll be talking to you in the post-game show, but a great job by you. We'll see what the scores and how it all filters out, and you can tell us a little bit about that later on. But thanks for keeping us in line as best you can here on the Guaranty Bank pregame show. I'll tell you, too, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center was selected the number one hospital in Mississippi, the number one hospital in Jackson, by U.S. News & World Report for the seventh year in a row. If you need more information, baptistonline.org/MBMC. That's baptistonline.org/MBMC. And with that, we'll send you to the stadium next. That will do it from all of us here at the Grove Stage. We'll join the post-game show. Until then, keep listening to Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Hey, Rebels fans, welcome to Duke's Mayo Country, where our bold mayo has been winning over fans since 1917, where everyone's welcome, whether you're tailgating or watching from home, so cheer on the red and navy as loud as you want, because as a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, we'll be cheering along with all the Rebels fans in Duke's Country. Find Duke's Mayo at a store near you or visit dukescountry.com to learn more.
At Kroger, you never compromise. You get high quality and low prices. Like you never compromise your meal with our spring salad mix, guaranteed fresh. And you never compromise your budget with low prices in every aisle. And you never compromise your appetite with our golden brown bread that's baked fresh in store. And you never compromise your wallet with our low prices. Kroger shoppers never compromise. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pork beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
The Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
football.
Training for the goal line. Did he break it? Touchdown! Oh, yeah. Gobbled up and the Rebels get it.
Wide open!
And the Rebels are in this.
One snap at a time.
Intercepted by the Rebels.
Keep the throttle on. We run.
We didn't come here to be good. We came here to be great.
This is Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Guarantee Bank on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. Ford, Mid-South Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. Brought to you by Regions, official bank of the SEC. And by Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Kellum.
And hello and welcome to Bob Hemingway Stadium. We've got a gorgeous day. Man, what a beautiful day for some football. Clear skies, about 78 degrees, going to ease up in the low 80s before we're over with. A little light wind blowing, but not much. Both teams are on the field getting ready for this one as Ole Miss about to play Washington State for the first time ever as Wazoo has made the long trip to Oxford. We welcome you to Countdown to Kickoff presented by Guarantee Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss. Whether you're on campus or in the stands, Guarantee Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guarantee Bank today. And hotty tidy. Here on Countdown to Kickoff, we'll have the starting lineups coming your way here in a moment. We will also have Harry's diagnosis a little bit later. We'll check in with John Darnell, check on the health of the team, too. We'll have the coin toss and get this thing underway. As we mentioned, the first meeting ever. Ole Miss comes in after a bye week, 5-0, leading the SEC at 3-0 and ranked number 4 in the nation in both polls, coming off that 24-19 win over LSU, who was number 4 at that point. And Washington State has really turned their season around a little bit. They're 3-2. They've yet to play a Pac-12, Pac-2 game, which is amazing. There's only two teams left in it, Washington State and Oregon State. And interestingly enough, they will play each other twice before the season ends. They're coming off a 20-3 win at Colorado State and also an open date. It's the 98th homecoming for the Rebels. And Ole Miss against non-conference opponents under Kiffin, 18-0 in the regular season. Ole Miss ranks 4th in both the AP poll and the coaches poll, as we mentioned. And it's the highest national ranking since 2015, when the Rebels got to number 3. And Lane Kiffin's looking for his 50th win. He's 49-18, 50th win at Ole Miss. It would be the fastest of 50 in Ole Miss history. Washington State's an interesting story. We've talked about it in the pregame already with Brett and Gary, but they're going to end up traveling nearly 17,000 miles with 6 road games this year, and they're playing 10 different conferences. They've got 75 new players on their team because they had a bunch of folks exit when Washington State did not find another spot outside the Pac-12. The Pac-12 basically blew up. And they got a couple of wins early in the year, took a couple losses, bounced back to get Colorado State in his last game. And so they've got a very interesting schedule with a lot of interesting opponents because they're basically independent, if you will. Washington State is coming off its first bye of the season and ninth meeting for them against an SEC opponent. The last time they actually played against one of our conference teams was against Auburn in 2013. They are 1-7 against SEC competition. The lone win is against Tennessee and Knoxville back in 1988. Lane Kiffin, of course, mentioned the head coach for the Rebels for Washington State. They hired out of South Dakota State Jimmy Rogers, who spent 12 years there, led them to a 23 FCS championship, brought a lot of his players, I mean a lot of his players, to Washington State. Kiffin himself has faced this program before. He's 1-1 against Wazoo. He led the Trojans of USC to a 50-16 win in Pullman in 2010, but fell 10-7 in L.A. in 2013. Jimmy Rogers said on his press conference he's never talked or met Lane Kiffin, but both have one connection. He and Kiffin were at FAU for a while, Florida Atlantic. Of course, Kiffin was the head coach there from 17-19, and Jimmy Rogers was an offensive graduate assistant in the spring of 2012, was a defensive graduate assistant in the spring of 2013, but they didn't cross paths there either. When we come back, we're going to check out the starting lineups. The Rebels in their red on the field getting ready. That's coming up on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Inspired by the moments that matter. The last second touchdowns. The rivals outranked. The play fakes that surprised everyone. Especially the other guy's defense.
At CSpire, we connect you with all of it, on and off the field. With nationwide 5G wireless, fiber home internet, and business IT solutions. Because we're not just in your town, we're on your team. CSpire, customer inspired.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check Kirk Herbstreit's pregame analysis first, before talking to your brother-in-law.
In this game, the key thing to watch will be the offensive line versus the front seven. If they can get pressure without blitzing, this could be a long night.
Okay, Kirk.
I know stuff.
Ooh, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
At Methodist Rehabilitation Center, our method is compassion.
I felt supported through my entire physical recovery.
Our method is determination.
After my stroke, they were with me through every step.
Our method is expertise.
We serve patients from all 82 Mississippi counties with personalized care.
For 50 years, our method has been to celebrate every step of your physical or neurological recovery. Choose the proven method at MethodistOnline.org.
Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vaught Hemingway Stadium here in Oxford, Mississippi. The Ole Miss Rebels and the Washington State Cougars about to meet in a non-conference matchup. As I mentioned, it's homecoming for the Rebels. We welcome you to our Countdown to Kickoff show again, brought to you by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands. Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today and Hadi Tadi from the folks at Guaranty Bank. As we look at the defenses for both teams, first of all, Washington State's coordinator Jesse Bobbitt, and the defense has struggled with missed tackles, a lot of problems. In fact, I'm sure the instructions to our running backs are run through contact, but they have done some positive things. They've yet to get an interception, though, through 20 quarters. No picks at this point. They've allowed 13 touchdowns and opponent 16 trips to the red zone. So they're hoping to perform a little bit better. They did have a nice game, though, against Colorado State, holding them down. A defensive tackle, number three, Mike Sanjo. He's a redshirt senior from Fort Worth, Texas, and a transfer from SMU. Wears number three, as I mentioned, played 3 years at SMU. A defensive tackle, number 99, Bryson Lamb, is a junior from Bellingham, Washington. Defensive end is number 45, Rayam Stevenson. He's a redshirt senior from Arlington, Texas. Leads in with four quarterback hurries. At defensive end, number 10, Buda Paletti. Paletti is a senior from Adelanto, California, transfer from New Mexico State. He played 36 career games at New Mexico State. And he'll be on the edge. Cornerback number five, Jamari Colson, is a redshirt senior from Osceola, Georgia, Iowa Western Junior College transfer. Also at cornerback number two, Colby Humphrey, a redshirt senior from Birmingham, Alabama, transfer from South Dakota State, one of the many South Dakota State transfers. In their linebacker spots, is Sam linebacker number nine. That's Caleb Franceel. He's a redshirt senior from Grand Island, Nebraska, another one of those transfers from South Dakota State, FCS All-American, in fact, last year for them. The Mike linebacker in the middle is zero, Anthony Polano. He is a redshirt freshman from Arlington Heights, Illinois. He also came from South Dakota State. At Will linebacker, number 44, is Parker McKenna. And McKenna, Polano's second on the team with 31 tackles. McKenna leads the team. Those two linebackers are the best tacklers. 33 tackles, 18 solo as he paces the team in both of those categories. McKenna is a redshirt senior from Beaverton, Oregon, a transfer from Portland State. If you're here to watch the game, he's number 44, coming off team-high 10 total tackles against Colorado State. Wazoo's most physical linebacker. At safety, number one, Tucker Large. Redshirt senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and he came from South Dakota State. And you have it at safety, number 23, Matthew Durant, a redshirt senior from Lutz, Florida, which is really interesting. That's from the same hometown as Ole Miss baseball legend Tim Elko. They've also got a running back from there as well, Kirby Voorhees. They both went to rival high schools. Tim, I texted Tim this week. He's actually going to be at the game today, so we're excited about having former baseball star Tim Elko back. But he said, hey, I don't know either one of those guys, but the high school they went to, I live right next door to. So apparently Tim went to Hillsboro, I think, down there. But Matthew Durant leads them in total tackles as far as the safety goes with 18. Number one, Tucker Large, you mentioned on the other side, is a 2024 FCS All-American at safety, too. So that's a look at the defense for Washington State, for the Rebels of Ole Miss. Pete Golden, of course, the defensive coordinator, second in the SEC in pass efficiency at 103.0. 38 quarterback hurries is a high number, 5 sacks, 19 TFLs, 3 picks, and 1 fumble recovery so far for the Ole Miss defense. Nose tackle is 52, William Eccles, the sophomore from Houston, Mississippi, leads Ole Miss with a couple of sacks. He's second on the team with 2.5 TFLs. At defensive tackle number 51, Xavier Harris, he leads Ole Miss with 5 TFLs and 2 sacks. He also has an interception from Canton, Mississippi, Mr. Harris. And at defensive end, number 5, Cam Franklin, sophomore from Lake Cormorant, Mississippi, in the northern part of the state. He leads Ole Miss with 11 quarterback hurries. He got 4 of those against LSU. And starting out at outside linebacker, number 4, Santarian Perkins, the junior from Raleigh, Mississippi, will be there. And then you get to the two linebackers, number 6, T.J. Dottery, third year now at Ole Miss after transferring from Clemson. He's from Montgomery, Alabama, second on the team with 31 tackles and 14 solo stops. And he has the only forced fumble on the team. It was a big one to win a game against Arkansas. Number 30, Jaden Yates, the junior from Columbus, Ohio, transfer from Marshall, is the other linebacker. And he's moved to the lead as far as tackles go with 32 for the Rebels. At cornerback, number 8, Antonio Kite, the junior from Anniston, Alabama, offense of Washington State. For the Rebels of Ole Miss, Charlie Weiss, Jr., the offense coordinator, second fastest offense in the SEC behind Tennessee, 87th nationally at 22.8 seconds per play. Leading the team in plays of at least, or leading the nation in plays of at least 30 yards or more is Ole Miss at 23. And since 2020, as you know, Ole Miss leads all FBS schools offensively at 506.5 yards per game. At center, 62, Bryson Sanders, a sophomore from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Right guard, 75, Patrick Kutis, the junior from Memphis, Tennessee. Right tackle, number 50, Jaden Williams, the senior from Conway, Arkansas. 25th career start today for Jaden Williams. Left guard is 51. Delano Townsend, the sophomore from Flint, Michigan, and left tackle 61, Diego Pounds, a senior from Raleigh, North Carolina. The O-line, so far, just 4 quarterback sacks allowed. That's the best in the SEC. At tight end number 8, Daquan Wright, the senior from Perry, Georgia. 12 catches, 279 yards, 64-yard catch is the longest on the team. 2 touchdown catches are the most on the team as well. Tied with one of our wide receivers, and that's Harrison Wallace III. Trey, senior from Montgomery, Alabama, has 17 catches, 361 yards, and 2 TDs. He leads the Rebels in all of those categories. And Deshaun Stribling will start at the X wideout, the senior from Hawaii. Also a transfer that was at Washington State for 2 years before he went to Oklahoma State. And now is Ole Miss, so he's a former Cougar, too. He started his career there at Wazoo. 11 catches, 146 yards, and a TD. In the slot will be Caden Lee, the junior from Kennesaw, Georgia. He has 12 catches, 226 yards. The second longest catch of the year belongs to Lee at 62 yards. He has 1 TD. Kewan Lacy will be the running back, sophomore from Dallas, Texas. 102 carries, 445 yards, 8 touchdowns, all team best. And second on the team with the longest run of 42 yards. He's second in the SEC in rushing yards per game at 89 and rushing touchdowns with 8. The starting quarterback, number 6, Trinidad Chambliss, the senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He is 65 of 101 for 1,033 yards, 5 TDs and interception, 50 carries for 266 yards, and 2 touchdowns as well. He leads the SEC in yards per completion at 15.9 and yards per attempt at 10.2. AP National Player of the Week after the LSU win was Trinidad Chambliss. We'll continue with our pregame show shortly as that wraps up the lineups on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
There's team pride, and then there's extra Ole Miss pride. When I'm carrying the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card, that's exactly what I get. Whether I'm grabbing some extra Ole Miss gear or picking up an extra dozen wings for the game, this card always brings it. Sometimes I get an extra hotty toddy from the cashier, too. Visit Regions.com/GoRebels to get yours.
Extra changes everything. And at Regions, extra is our ordinary. Official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC.
Hotty toddy Ole Miss.
Now we got it!
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Family-owned and operated, the Payne Companies of Hattiesburg is a management company developing and investing in a wide variety of businesses like home health, hospice and private duty companies, senior living communities, real estate, pharmacies, and hotels and resorts. The Payne Companies is also known for its philanthropic efforts, raising money and supporting a wide variety of community initiatives. To find out how the Payne Companies can serve you or your organization, visit our website at payneco.com or call 601-582-6031.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This injury update is brought to you by Richard Schwartz and Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all.
Hey, we do appreciate Richard Schwartz and Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. Let's check field level with John Darnell. I think we should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, this is going to be a quick one. Everybody's available, David.
I like it.
Nobody on the report.
Except you. You're out of eligibility. You and Harry.
I'm healthy, though.
You're healthy. Yeah, Harry is, too, but can't go in the game, that's for sure. Hey, we'll continue with our countdown to kickoff presented by Guaranty Bank in just a moment, the Ole Miss Radio Network.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric, and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In life and in business, one thing is certain. Change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366 Hams or check us out at loganfarms.com.
Do whatever it takes to win, to do your job.
that left side.
Hotty Toddy, this is Ole Miss football.
Play action, steps up in the pocket, lots of time, throws deep.
Caught at the 20, he trots into the end zone, touchdown! He breaks the plane, touchdown, Ole Miss!
By 50, he's in the clear.
Here he is in the end zone, boy!
You can't catch him, takes it to the house.
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
He's hit, he's hammered and sacked at the 35-yard line.
Got him!
Kiffin throws his clipboard 8 rows up in the stands like a frisbee.
Count it down. The students are pouring onto the field.
Hotty Toddy. This is Ole Miss football. This is Ole Miss football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Today's game is brought to you by C Spire. Want the best of the best on your roster? Time to call in C Spire. Advanced technology solutions for homes and businesses built to make your life faster, smarter, and easier. There's more to see at cspire.com. C Spire, customer inspired. Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. By Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dos. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Ford, Mid-South Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions, official bank of the SEC. Once again, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
Hello and welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands. Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today. And Hotty Toddy, crowd growing and clouds just a few floating around. Beautiful day here in Oxford for homecoming 2025 between Ole Miss and Washington State. When we come back, we'll have Harry's diagnosis on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk, making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off, always go for Dose with Dos Equis.
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Hey guys, this is Schaefer Davidson and my wife Lori, owners of Davidson Marble and Granite of Canton, Vicksburg, and McGee. We also have Davidson Monument Company of Forest and Kosciuszko, as well as Central Mississippi Monument Company of Carthage and Louisville.
We offer a variety of granite, marble, and bronze headstones. We are back to pre-pandemic lead times with gray granite running approximately 2 to 3 months.
We are a third-generation family-owned business serving Mississippi since 1937. Check us out on Facebook or at DavidsonMarbleAndGranite.com.
Countdown to Kickoff has been brought to you by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss. Whether you're on campus or in the stands, Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today. And Hotty Toddy, and we're 6 minutes and 18 seconds away from kickoff, so it's time now for St. Dominic Harry's diagnosis. Brought to you by our friends at St. Dominic's Prostate Screening or Key to Men's Health. Make the smart play. Visit stdom.com to schedule your screening. What do you think, Harry?
Well, David, this is supposed to be a rematch with
with Wake Forest from a year ago. They bought out of this game, and somehow we wound up with a West Coast team called Washington State. They come into the ball today. We're going to start with this offense. We're going to talk about the tempo of the Ole Miss Rebels. Washington State struggled mightily early in the season against North Texas. Their tempo absolutely demolished the defense of Washington State. I expect Rebels to obviously be quicker today. I don't think that the speed on their defense can handle our outside guys, and I think that's going to be a big difference in the football game. And my second key is I want to run game 250. I want Kawan Lacy to go over 100, maybe over 200 today, but I want this offense to go to 250 as far as the rush game. Washington State, and looking at their film, not very good tacklers, so I'm thinking it's going to be a lot of yak yards, whether it's after the catch or at the line of scrimmage. But I want the run game to be absolutely perfect today. And that'll all start up front with our offensive line, which has gotten much better since Delano Townsend re-entered that at the Kentucky game. And finally, my last key on offense is that I want efficiency today. But coming out of a bye week, you never know what a layoff will do for you from that standpoint. Offensively, we had too many penalties, too many turnovers against LSU. We want to clean that act up today for sure. And make this offense very efficient, and of course that makes it very effective. We're going to flip the page now. Let's talk about the Rebel defense, David. My first is I want to turn up the heat, which means I want our defensive line. They played really good 2 weeks ago against LSU, only held them to 57 yards. That means LSU rushed 57 yards in the entire game. This is a young group. They're getting better every game, every snap, and obviously I want to force Wazoo to be one dimension. I want to make Zevi Wackus having to throw the football down the field when we eliminate the run game. The second key I want to talk about with the Rebels, of course, is tackling. I want to make sure we do some healing. We had the week off. We did do some healing. We practiced tackling quite a bit. No missed tackles today. Dottery and Yates, our middle backers and weak side backers, are leading this group in tackles. I want them to set the standard today and bring the wood. And finally, my third key on defense is I want the secondary to man up. I want those corners to absolutely lock down the wide receivers for Washington State. Kite and Fletcher, they both turned into really good lockdown corners, have done a great job throughout the opening part of this season. I want them to force Wazoo to have to throw it into coverage and get some turnovers. I want some picks today, David. I want to win that battle very badly. And, of course, the third factor in every football game is the special teams. Canaro has been excellent all season, but we've turned into a great punting team with Oscar Bird, the Australian who's come in here and really elevated the punt game. Want both those guys to continue on the path they're on. And we're going to walk out of here in about 3.5 hours with a big W for homecoming day.
I love it. Sounds like a winner. The team has run onto the field. Washington State has done likewise. Both teams in prayer in the north end zone as we speak. And the captain's about to head to the middle of the field. We're going to check with John Darnell for the coin toss. Rebels wearing their white pants with the red jerseys, the white stripes on the shoulders, the powder blue helmet, white numbers, and Wazoo's wearing their maroonish red pants is their color, with a white jersey with the maroon numbers and a maroon hat as well, the WSU on the side of that hat too. And here come the captains, in fact, to the middle of the field. We do have a SEC crew for this particular game, and we're going to be hearing from the referee Jeff Heaser in just a moment. Let's go down to JD.
Yeah, Gooskins, Dribbling, and Kudas, captains for Washington State. Transfer Gooskin. He's seeing some old friends out here, David.
Yeah, that two of them. They're going to be captains today. Set the edge very well from what we've watched on tape. We'll see if they do a better job with that. And Harry and Olive's talked, but we want some more running. That fullback is right. There's a handoff to Lacy. He runs left to the 30, to the 35, to the 40-yard line nearly. And nice run by Kewan Lacy. Francil and Large combined on the stop and to the 39. Harry, there's your first run of 14 yards.
Exactly what I'm looking for, David. He made a safety come up. He didn't even get close to touching him, much less tackling him. That's perfect. What I want to see.
Rebels get the first down, presented by Bank First. Now it's a pitch out to Lacy running right. He gets across the 45 and up the 48, so the Rebels are running successfully. We appreciate Bank First sponsoring our first downs. Daquan Wright had a nice block to spring him to the 47, so that's an 8-yard pickup. Well, he's second down and two. Darian Dalton made the tackle. So from the 47-yard line, second and two, there's a pass. Ooh, nearly picked off. Kind of sprinted to his right, was trying to hit a receiver. I believe it was Wallace. on a little hitch route and went right through the hands of linebacker Polano here.
Yeah, Polano, just once we sprinted out to the short side of the field, he just went that direction and really almost ran right into the path of the ball.
Get out to Lacey straight ahead, and he'll pop it to the 50-yard line. Picks up three. He needed two. That's another bank first down with the Rebels. A tackle by the safety, Matthew Durant.
Yeah, this offensive line picking up right where they left off 2 weeks ago, David, just dominating so far up front.
Rebels ready again, back in the line of scrimmage. Kind of a bunch set to the right side. That's the short side of the field. The ball's on the right hash. One receiver left is dribbling. There's a fake, quick pass to dribbling near side. He turns and lunges across the 45 down to about the 42, was knocked off his feet. Dribbling, the Washington State transfer, McKenna, got him down first. This will be to the 43, so that's a 7-yard pickup, and the Rebels have second down and three. Just moving along right now. You got two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left is dribbling again. Ball's on the left hash this time at the Washington State 43. Opening drive, 13-23 to go in the first quarter, no score. Washington State switches some defenders. Fake on a handoff, quick pass, a little hitch route, the 45 caught, and down to the 30-yard line for Ole Miss is Caden Lee. Lee with the grab, the junior from Kennesaw, Georgia. Francil and Humphrey on the tackle to the 30-yard line, a pickup of 13, and another bank first down. Rebels rolling along, back to throw Chambliss, near side, wide open, is dribbling at the 15, makes the grab, and fights his way down to about the 11-yard line. Another first down for the Rebels, large on the tackle.
Well, Stribling started his career at Washington State, you've talked about, but I expect him to have a big day today. But so far, we've seen a lot of zone coverage for Wazoo. They're backed off those receivers with a lot of open area.
Empty set here for Ole Miss from the 11-yard line. First and 10 from the 11 in the opening drive. Chambliss is going to take it, and the quarterback draw straight ahead. He'll get inside the 10 to about the 7, it looks like, which will be about a 4-yard pickup. It'll be second down and 6. And Taase on the tackle along with Reeder. The Rebels are in the green zone, presented by Wade Incorporated. Visit them online at wadeinc.com, trying to finish this drive. Left hash again, bunch set left, tight to the tackle, the short side of the field. And it's a handoff, and straight up the gut goes Diggs, who just checked in. And Logan Diggs gets inside the 5 to the 4, and he's tackled by Sony Finau, a senior from Elk Grove, California, is in the game. He's got a couple of quarterback sacks on the year. And to the 4, that's a 3-yard pickup. Now, Harry, we're looking at 3rd and 3.
Yeah, that's a good hit by Diggs. He really was not very patient. He just took the football and went right off the left side quickly, but picked up a quick 3 inside.
Got two tight ends in there. Lacey's back in, but also Buckler. Near side run, Chambliss, no. Washington State, you hear they got a few fans here from way up in Washington. Chambliss is knocked down at the 4. He'll actually lose a little bit maybe. It'll be now 4th down and short. Lamb and Reeder combining on the tackle.
Yeah, that was a speed option right down the line of scrimmage, David. Not sure why Chambliss didn't pitch that to Lacey. I think he could have walked in, but Chambliss didn't. Nevertheless, kept the football, turned it upfield. Washington State converged on it quickly.
Luke Haas checks into the game as an extra tight end, the junior from Bixby, Oklahoma. The Rebels are going for it. 4th down and 3. 4 for a touchdown. Now we have motion. Man goes in motion, and Lane goes all the way down the sidelines, John Darnell, to call a timeout. We'll take a break here, but apparently we weren't ready, J.D.
Yeah, that's right. We had 3 tight ends in the game that time. I don't know if we've done that this year, but, yeah, 4th and a long 4 right here to go for it on. They really hadn't stopped us except for the last 2 plays.
We'll take a break. Anyway. No score. 10:54 to go in the first quarter. The Rebels will have it at the 4, looking at a 4th and 3 for the first down. 4th and 4 with a touchdown. We come back as this is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call Air South Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, Air South's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call Air South Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call Air South now at 662-304-8412. Air South, we care more.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check if they're going for it on 4th down before going to the concession stand.
Yeah, give me 3 hot dogs, 2 jumbo
pizzas.
Hey, buddy, you want cheese with those?
Yeah, checking first is smart.
No.
So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
At Methodist Rehabilitation Center, our method is compassion.
I felt supported through my entire physical recovery.
Our method is determination.
After my stroke, they were with me through every step.
Our method is expertise.
We serve patients from all 82 Mississippi counties with personalized care.
For 50 years, our method has been to celebrate every step of your physical or neurological recovery. Choose the proven method at MethodistOnline.org.
Rogers Dav Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dav's fleet. Call the Rogers Dav's business elite fleet team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdavs.com. Rogers Dav Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hey, the Rebels Can Do comes in red. Fourth downs is sponsored by Mid-South Ag Equipment, your North Mississippi Case IH equipment dealer. Getting the job done starts with choosing the right red tractor. Let Mid-South Ag Equipment help find the right red tractor for your operations with locations in Byhalia, Tunica, Clarksdale, and Sumner, or visit them online at MidSouthAg.com, because Can Do comes in red. The Rebels going for a huge fourth down right here. On the year, we're 4 for 4, 100%. But we're sitting on the 4-yard line of Wazoo with a fourth down and 3. 4 for a touchdown. Ole Miss will go for it. And you've got in the backfield Kewan Lacy in the gun formation. Is Chambliss takes the snap, looking to throw, fires the back of the end zone. No, way too high and overshot the receiver. He threw a rocket back there intended for Stribling. Stribling coming up slowly, and Wazoo gets the stop, and they will take over.
Yeah, we had Stribling coming along the end line of the back of the end zone. He was open, David, but the ball was just highly thrown. I'm not sure once that defender got there and flipped him, he'd have held on or not, but he was momentarily open, just a bad pass.
Let's check with J.D. He had a look at that.
Yeah, I tried to throw a little slant route to Stribling in the back of the end zone, and he did throw a rocket. I don't know if he could have held on to it or not, but it was way overthrown.
Cale Reeder's in that end zone, and a nice play, got up in his grill a little bit there. So he's flipping around, and the Cougars will take over at the 4-yard line. They get the stop as Ole Miss comes up empty on the 11th play of the drive, failing on fourth down. Pistol formation here for Eckhouse. Eckhouse is going to hand it off. Straight ahead is Angel Johnson. Gives him some breathing room out to the 7, it looks like. Eckhouse has 2 rushing touchdowns. He's 49-75 for 540 yards, 4 TDs, 2 interceptions from Los Angeles, California. 3 years he played at Bryant. They will spot this at the 7-yard line, gain of 3. So 2nd down and 7. Franklin and Eccles combined on that tackle for Ole Miss. The Rebels had Ricky Fletcher starting at cornerback instead of Graves, the junior from Durant, Mississippi. Transfer from South Alabama. Swing route, far side. That's going to be caught. Working to the sidelines and tackled around the 9 or 10-yard line is Noga. Little swing route, and Ricky Fletcher read that one well. They will spot at the 9-yard line. So only a 2-yard gain. Wazoo is left with a 3rd down and 5.
Yeah. The Cougars had the numbers out there, David. They had 3-on-2, but Ricky Fletcher did a great job of angling straight to the guy that caught it. I might have got a half a yard out of it, but a good open field tackle nonetheless.
3rd down and a long 4, basically 5. Got to get to the 14 for a 1st down to keep this drive alive. Trips to the right for Eckhouse. 3 receivers over there. 1 back in the backfield again is Johnson. Now he puts a receiver in motion who settles, and there's the quick pass over here to the near side, a little screen, and we let him get away, and up to the 14 to the 1st down is Tony Freeman. Freeman was stopped shy of the 1st down, but he broke some tackles. Gushikin is the one that finally gets him down. But it'll be interesting to see where this spot is, if it's enough of the 1st down or enough, or not. It's very close. Now, they're going to say a little bit shy, Harry.
Yes, it is,
13 and a half. They need about a half a yard, and they're going to punt.
I think it was Kike, the left corner, who was able to originally have the tackle, and the receiver from Washington State broke out of that tackle and rushed it up forward. I thought he got enough for the first, but they locked him about a half yard short.
Ryan Harris will punt. He's got a 41-yard average, as long as his 60. He is a sophomore from Vancouver, British Columbia, and San Diego Mesa College. Harris, the kicker. There's a flag down right beside the return man, who is Harrison Wallace. It's a delay of game. They didn't get him out there quick enough. Of course, Wallace is from Montgomery, Alabama. He went to Penn State, transferred to Ole Miss. He played against the Rebels when he was at Penn State in the bowl game. 10-yard average on punt returns. His longest is 26, but this penalty will bring it back to the 9. And so Washington State will have fourth down about 5.5 after the penalty from the 9-yard line. Boy, you'd love to get a block here, right? Into the end zone it goes. Good snap. Punt gets away. Snapper's Colton Peoples. He put it right on target. And a fair catch call to the 46 by Wallace. And the Rebels will have outstanding field position. Neither team scores in the opening possession. The Rebels threatened but came up empty. A 45-yard punt, no return. 8:37.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.